Welcome back, America. We're here with Professor John Yoo, who's probably, from my perspective, the expert on the War Powers Act. He's been writing about it for 30 years. You can go to all these journals and law reviews, and he's been duking it out with other professors. You know, John Yoo, it's amazing. I watch Bernie Sanders. He immediately gets up and says, what Donald Trump did is unconstitutional. You got AOC, who, of course, we always turn to when we want some constitutional expertise. She said the president needs to be impeached. Now, these are two radical Marxists who really are not inclined to like the Constitution nor like our military. What do you say to them about impeach the president over the War Powers Act? Is the War Powers Act constitutional? Let's start right there.
I agree with you, Mark. I don't think it is. The Constitution sets out the war powers. Congress can't use a law to rewrite the Constitution. And the Constitution says the president is the chief executive of the United States, and he is the commander in chief. The founders understood those phrases to mean that the president has the primary responsibility to protect our national security. Alexander Hamilton in the Federalist Papers said, energy in the executive is a definition of good government, because he was explaining why are these clauses in the Constitution. And he said it's necessary to protect the communities, our community, from attack. That doesn't mean Congress has no power. Congress has the power to provide funds or to cut them off. That's how Congress ended the Vietnam War. That's how Congress ended the Mexican-American War of 1848.